Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories.
The funeral service for Pope Francis has been set now for Saturday morning at St. Peter's Square. That's where he first greeted the faithful as the new pontiff 12 years ago. A private viewing for Vatican and papal household staff is underway at his papal residence now. And the body will arrive at St. Peter's Basilica tomorrow.
The General Congregation of Cardinals are announcing these next steps. The public viewing for the Pope will begin Wednesday. He'll lie in state at St. Peter's Basilica for 3 days before his funeral Saturday in St. Peter's Square. And in his will, Pope Francis, with the simple requests that characterized his papacy, asking only to be buried in the earth at St. Mary Maggiore Basilica in Rome, he'll be the first pope to be buried outside of the Vatican in over a century. Details on the conclave to replace him have yet to be released.
James Longman reporting from the Vatican. And at St. Patrick's today, Timothy Cardinal Dolan led a massive farewell before his departure for Rome.
The emotions are sadness, but also joy at how Pope Francis lived his life. Catholic school principal Suzanne Kaczynski remembers meeting him in 2015.
We've talked about him. We've taught about him. I think the values that he communicates are so different than the world's values.
Rabbi David Kirshner says those values are tolerance, understanding, appreciation, love, and hope. He also got to meet the Pope.
He was incredibly generous and humble. I was most taken with his humility.
Cardinal Dolan also noted that the Pope letting the world see his fragility in these final months showed us who he was. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Life goes on for Preston High School in the Bronx. The beloved institution is being sold to the Bally's Foundation, but it's being leased back to the Sisters of the Divine Compassion for $1 a year for the next 25 years. That's according to an announcement from State Attorney General Tish James. Generations of young women have been educated at the school, says James, who held hearings and gathered statements from teachers, students, and alums in an effort to try and keep the school going. The Bally's Foundation purchasing the property for $8.5 million and is donating $1 million for various improvements. The Sisters of Divine Compassion will establish an independent board of trustees as an independent school acceptable to the Archdiocese of New York, according to that announcement. President Trump is asking the Education Secretary, Linda McMahon, to review the Long Island school controversy involving a mascot and some very strong opinions.
It, like, represents Massapequa, like, we are the Chiefs, so, like, how are they going to take away the Chiefs?
Students wearing Massapequa Chiefs sweatshirts and T-shirts are applauding President Trump for supporting keeping the mascot.
Yeah, once a Chief, always a Chief. Like, I feel like all of our merch and stuff, I don't know, we just should stay Chiefs.
The president wrote, forcing them to change the name after all these years is ridiculous. This student says the president should worry about helping kids reach their future goals instead.
A lot of us are trying to worry about, like, our college and how we're going to pay for that.
Districts that do not change their mascot, that use Native American imagery, face potential cuts to state aid. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Massapequa, Long Island.
The New York State of Board of Regents has set a 2023 deadline for schools to commit to changing their Native American themes by June 30th of this year. More than two dozen alleged gang members have been cuffed and booked in a takedown in New Jersey, announced today by the state attorney general, Matt Platkin.
Following an extensive and expansive multi-year investigation, 26 people have been arrested and charged for their participation in a drug distribution enterprise that used violence to deter competitors and left a Newark neighborhood living in fear.
The alleged ringleader of the Queen Street Bloods, also known as the Double I, 43-year-old Rabiah Sori from Elizabeth, is facing assault, weapons, racketeering, drug charges. The feds say the gang ran an organized, brazen network out in the open around North 9th Street in Newark. Prosecutors say the evidence includes a series of posts showing a man being held by the gang, warning the victim's brother to stay off their turf. In a road rage case, they say, the gang's leader ordered underlings to shoot two men. The feds say they have video of a shooting of gang rivals, and they say ballistics evidence traces shootings in 2023 and 24 to a gun that was recovered in a car that was driven by a gang member. Former Long Island Congressman George Santos says his tweets shouldn't be used against him. The ex-lawmaker's social media postings are evidence of a lack of remorse in the eyes of prosecutors who are seeking more than 7 years for a string of fraud convictions. In his letter to federal judge Joanna Seibert, Santos says that his posts may be colorful, but they're protected by his rights. He's hoping for 2 years, and he says the feds are lying when they say he was an organizer and leader of those various schemes. He was kicked out of the House after 11 months on the job, and he'll be sentenced on Friday. Well, here's a little something that's dark and scary on a beautiful sunny afternoon. A new real-life space for fans of the Netflix series You.
Hello, You.
It's open today and tomorrow. This new experience. What's that again?
Hello, You.
Yeah, 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley checking it out.
You may remember the creepy spot where Joe met Beck in season one of Netflix's You. Well, now it's popping up in Soho for the first time ever.
It's like, I want to take a picture in the basement.
There'll be merch, a literary scavenger hunt, and tons of photo ops, which Julia is excited for.
It's a dream come true. Getting to be in the show and getting to experience it from a firsthand view. Even the post that I'm making on Instagram, everybody's like, oh, I wish I went. I would have came. I wish I went.
Allie and Deanna are counting down for the premiere on Thursday.
I think we're going to dine in and watch You all day on Thursday.
And if you missed the in-person premiere, there's also going to be a virtual Q&A with Penn Badgley himself. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM
and that's
in Soho.
That's at 489 Broome Street in Manhattan today and tomorrow. It's open until 8 p.m. 51 years ago, President Richard Nixon put his signature to legislation that created the EPA. Well, not the only thing he signed in 1974, as we all know. But on this Earth Day in the city, City Bike Today is offering free unlimited rides. Just pop in the code CARFREENYC25 in the Day Pass tab that's in the City Bike app. That's CARFREENYC25. The big event, though, is this weekend with numerous street closures starting at 10 a.m. and running until 4 p.m. on Saturday. There's a free concert with Broadway stars there in Times Square.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Odyssey celebrates Cinco de Mayo, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.